When Holly was little, her dad gave her a box of crayons. Holly's first drawing was of her sleeping cat. Kitty was black and white. After using the red, yellow, green, and orange crayons, but not the black or white ones, Holly proudly showed her drawing to her mom. She said, "That's nice, Holly. What is it?" Holly said, "It's Kitty." Her mom said, "It is? Show it to Daddy, honey." Holly showed her drawing to her dad. He said, "That's nice, honey. What is it?" She repeated, "It's Kitty." Holly had drawn the insides of Kitty, brain, intestines, heart, and other parts. She had drawn the insides because she had a type of X-ray vision. Unknown to her parents until that day, Holly saw only the insides of living things. When she looked at her parents' faces, for example, she saw bone, cartilage, tissue, muscle, and blood vessels. The only time she saw her parents' real faces was when she saw their reflections or their pictures. Holly had always asked her parents, "Why do you look different in pictures?" Now they understood her question. Holly became an accomplished anatomical artist before graduating high school. She went to college and eventually earned a medical degree. While in med school, she drew pictures of anomalies in the heads or bodies she could see through clothing of some of her instructors and classmates. All of them needed treatment. Some needed life-saving surgery. After graduating med school, she became Dr. Lifesaver. Using her drawing skills, special vision, and medical knowledge, she examined nearly 12,000 people a year for the next 30 years. She referred those who had tumors, diseases, and other abnormalities to specialists she knew. After 30 years, she learned that she herself had brain cancer. The operation that removed her cancer also mysteriously removed her X-ray vision. But Holly was happy to have gained normal vision. She retired, eager to spend the rest of her life with her husband, kids, and grandchildren. None of her kids or grandchildren had inherited her X-ray vision, but her oldest grandson had microscopic vision. If he wanted, he could see the microbes on doorknobs.